Friday Teremashta, Aleph Chormoid, Pesach Tov Shnein Tes, Reb Tzvi Silba.
The title of today's Shia would be Studying the Siddur. So we'd like to study Bima'ayin Abyssal in the Nusach of the Siddur and take out Chidushim on the Nisei, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's fascinating how the same Siddur which we use day in, day out, you can find Chidushim, Dukim, and things, a lot of Chidushim, a lot of interesting Sachen. In a certain sense, the Siddur is the best friend of Eid. In a certain sense, we come back to it day in, day out. It's like a good friend, you can always have a geschmack of time with him. In the Siddur, there's always new things and new Chidushim to find there. Now, we know that the two main nisim, if one can call them, one can say that the two main nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim are both nisim that happened by night. We actually standing now between the two. The one is Makkas Bechoras, the highlight of the Makkas, which caused the Yidden actually to leave Mitzrayim, and the other one is Kriyas Yamsuf, which we come into Shvi'ish LePesach. Kriyas Yamsuf also happened in the middle of the night, and both of these we talk about in Birkas Kriyas Shema. So let's discuss a bit as much as time allows these two. And we'll start with Makkas Bechoras. There is a question which Chazal ask, and the question is a steer in the psukim. One pasuk in Parshas Boy tells us, "Vayhi b'chatzi halaylo," and midnight, "Vashem hiku kol bechor," and the bechorim of the Mitzrayim were hit. Makkas Bechoras. There's another pasuk later on the Parshas Baloischa, by the Parshas of the Levim, where it says, "Kili kol bechor." Hashem says the bechorim belong to me. Why? Because beyoyim hakoisi kol bechor, in the day when I hit all the bechorim, the Eden bechorim, the Yiddish bechorim were saved. There it says beyoyim hakoisi. Ask Chazal, is it balaylo like the first pasuk says by night? We know Makkas Bechoras was by night. Why does the second pasuk call it beyoyim hakoisi? This question is asked. A chiddush which those who know about it, those who don't know about it, it comes as a big chiddush. This question is asked by Rabbi Yochanan in the following place. There is a small mesechta, one of the mesechtes ketanis printed at the end of mesechtes Avodah Zarah. There's a number of mesechtes ketanis. One of them there is mesechtes Smochis. Yeah, take any mesechta Avodah Zarah out of the cupboard. At the back there is a few mesechtes ketanis. One of them is mesechtes Kale and others. Mesechtes Smochis. And mesechtes Smochis has a very short hakdama, a few lines. And there, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amore, Rabbi Yochanan, it's like a medrash, like a braise type of thing. And there, Rabbi Yochanan asks this tira, and Rabbi Yochanan therefore comes along, and he says a big chiddush, which, if you've never heard, it's a big chiddush, but a lot of people should bring it, and talk about it, Chasam Seif and others, and he says that Makkas Bechoras had two parts to it. Makkas Bechoras started by night, the Mitzrayim were hit with a deathly makkah by night. They didn't actually die right away. They were hit on the second of Chatzos. They were hit with a tremendous makkah. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, hoise nafshom mefarperes bohem, the soul was still within them, ad haboikir, until the morning. And in the morning, they actually died. And that is the explanation of the psukim. One pasuk says, balaylo, and one pasuk says, biyoim hakoisi. Because both parts are true. So he says it means hakoas meis. They were goyis to him. They're definitely going to die. No healing for this. No refuah for this makkah. Healing meis means the Rabbi Yochanan there. So they had these two. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make these two stages? He says it was a chesed for Klal Yisrael, because like this they can see the Mitzrayim die. They can actually see. There's a tremendous relief for a previous slave, not only going free, but by seeing his previous oppressor being broken and being put down, that brings the Klal Yisrael a tremendous relief, a tremendous Yeshua. And by night they couldn't go out of the houses. They couldn't see the Mitzrayim die. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Mitzrayim would only die in the morning so that the Eden can see it happen. That is the chiddush there of this Maseches Smochis. So Chaim Kaufman used to say, with this we can explain a diuk in the Siddur. And it goes like this. By Mariv, we say, Hamake be'evrosoi kol bechoire Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his anger hit the bechoirem of the Mitzrayim. By Shachis, we say, kol bechoireim horokto. Bechoirecho Yisrael ge'olto. All the Mitzrayim, the bechoirem of the Mitzrayim, were killed. And he says, let's look carefully at the words, and it fits beautifully. By night we say, Hamake be'evrosoi. We don't say killed. They weren't Kilvanite yet. We say Makkah, they were hit in a tremendous, powerful way that they're 100% going to die, but they didn't quite die yet. In the morning we say, Kol Becharem Horokto, because in the morning they were actually, that's when they actually died. One could add to that, I don't remember whether he said it or not, but one could add to that, another point, and that is in the order of things. By night we say, HaMakeh Bevros V'Kol V'Chorim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hit V'Chorim, V'Yoyitzeh Sam Yisrael Metorcham, and then he took out the Yidin from amongst the Mitzrayim, the Cheir Yisraelam, to ever free them. We mentioned first the Bechorim, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the morning the Seder is opposite. In the morning the Seder is, Mimitzrayim galtanu, Hashem Elikeinu, Mebeis Havodim Pidisanu, you took us out, Kol Becharim Arokto. You killed the Becharim, Becharim Sol Galto, not Eden, and then we go over to Yamsuf. What happened? Why is it Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned before Makkah's Becharis? Yeah. That's another pshat. Yeah, you could say that. Indeed, you could say that. That Pidisona means Pari gave permission to go out, whereas in the morning we took, whereas the other, it's not actually going out. But according to this, Meseches Smachis is also good, because in the morning, by night, by Ma'ariv, we talk about Makkah Bevroso, the hitting which was by night, that was before the going out. In the morning we talk about the Eden went out, and the Mitzrayim died. The dying was afterwards, was in the morning, so that fits very well. The Chasam Sefer uses this Meseches Smachis to answer another famous question. The very, very famous question is, who actually made Makkah's Becharis? We always told in the Haggadah, we elaborate in length, Ani Hashem, Ani V'le Acher, Ani V'le Ashliach, Ani V'le Asaraf, Ani V'le Malach. The Baruch Hashem himself did it, the Makkah. On the other hand, we told, and it's a Fushim Pasuk in Rashi, that the Eden weren't allowed out of their houses until morning. Why? Because the Mashchis, the Malchamavis is there, and it's dangerous, and it doesn't differentiate between a Tzaddik and a Rosh, and it's dangerous times, stay in the houses, because of the Mashchis. So who exactly did Makkah's Becharis? Famous question, a lot of answers to this question. The Chasam Sofer says, using this Meseches Smachis is very good, because the actual Hakor, the Makkah's Becharis, which was the biggest part of the Nes, the exact moment and the exact people and the exact everything was exact, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did himself. But they didn't actually die. They were kemat dead, they were mamish goisesim, but the actual dying, that the Malachamavis did in the morning. So he says, that's the answer why to the two things. Okay, so that's a bit about Makkah's Becharis. One could also explain with this, understand a bit better the pasuk. The pasuk says that the Mitzrayim came screaming to Paroi, "Kulanu meisim, we are all dying." And the question I had was, maybe it's not such a strong question, but the question is that the Mitzrayim died at 1 second. L'chore, the way we always understand, they died at 1 second, and that was it. So why are they saying we're all dying? Those who died, those who didn't. No one died after the second of Chatzos. Why are they screaming? This was a while later, by the time they came to Paris. Kolonu Mesim, we're all dying. And then V'chal, Kolonu Mesim, we might die. What are we all dying? The process of dying. According to this Meseches Smachis, it makes a lot of sense. Because all the process of dying, those who are dying on the process of dying, it was a longer process. It wasn't just, and therefore they were scared this is going to happen to them. Okay. Another point, maybe just in brackets, a small point, another touch in the Kolonu Meisim, why they're saying we're all in the process of dying, and it goes like this. Makkah's Becharis happened on the second of Chatzos. Now, for those who know a little bit about how the Zmanim work, every place has its exact second of, what is Chatzos? Chatzos means, well, Chatzos Hayom is when the sun is right above the head of a person. Chatzos Halayla is the 12 hours later. Exactly the opposite. We call 12 o'clock is not Chatzos. Chatzos is exactly the second of midday. Now, every place has its Chatzos. London has a different Chatzos to Manchester. And in reality, even within Manchester, every area has its Chatzos. It's a question of half a second, so it's not mentioned in the calendar. But in reality, even every street has its Chatzos when the moon or when the sun is exactly above the head of the person. So the Mefarshim tell us that Makkah's Becharis happened, each place, it's midnight. So it was a process, it started one side of Mitzrayim, and it moved on, as the moon was moving along, it moved on, and it was a process of dying throughout the country. We understand much better the Lashon Pasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses. If everything happened in the same second, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu went here and there, not in the middle, it's not really skipping over. But if it went in the process of each place, it's Chatzos, skipped over. It's a skip over. Ba'avarti. And it's Shemitah Sarves. It's actually reduced in Rashi there, this word. Ba'avarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through. And then also we understand the Lashon Kolon Meisim. We're all the process of dying. Like it took, it was a process. It wasn't just everywhere the same second. Okay. But in the davening is very Meduk, the Varakto, and the Makib Evrosim. Let's move over a bit to Kiryas Yam Suf, at least to connect the two, between the two. And that is a diuk in Tfilas Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv, there's a fascinating diuk, which, if I can't say I've ever noticed it until someone pointed it out, it's a fascinating diuk. But once you know it, you can't miss it. And the diuk is that we start describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king and ourselves as a nation, and in the middle, we suddenly switch over and talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father and us as his sons. And it goes like this. In Emes HaEmuno, we say, Ki hu... Yeah, in the beginning. Ki hu Hashem Elikeinu, he is Hashem Elikeinu, our God. Anachni Yisrael Amo, we are his nation. Malkeinu, he is our king. Hokeil, our God. Nifulon Yitzareinu, Mshalach Navshenu. Sam Navshenu Mechaim. We go on like this. And then, still, Vayoytzes Amo Yisrael, he took out his nation, not yet his sons, his nation, out of Mitzrayim. And suddenly they will switch over, midway, suddenly... Hamavir Bonov, first time we call it like that. Hamavir Bonov, Hashem took his sons, Begizra Yamsuf, as the famous name is Tiba. Hamavir Bonov. At one time. So, what is this switch suddenly? Suddenly moves over a few times. We call Bonim. So at the beginning, nothing of Bonim. It's all Amo Yisrael, Malkeinu, Keil. And then suddenly it turns into Bonov. That's interesting. Something is whispered to us here. We're being hinted. Something is being hinted to us with this sudden change. Now, where did it change? It changes by Kiryas Yam Suf. As long as we were in Mitzrayim, even after we came out, Vayoy, it says Amoy, we're still called Amoy, Yisrael Mitoichom. The changeover happened, Hamavir Bonov Ben Gizre Yam Suf. This changeover, this new title came, seemingly, by Kiryas Yam Suf. And this needs an explanation, and we could give various explanations. We'll try and give two explanations. So one explanation is using a word of Ramesh Feinstein. I'm going to use his word to explain this change over here. Ramesh Feinstein says, and also before we talk about it, that when the Eden was standing by the Yam Suf, it says, Vayaminu v'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi. The Eden believed in Hashem. And the question is, this is what now they reached Emunah. The Eden believed in Mitzrayim already, it says, Vayamin ha'om. In Parshas Shemois, in Perek Dalet, at the end of Perek Dalet, it says already, Vayamin ha'om, the nation believed Moshe's message in the name of Hashem. What's this Vayaminu Vashem over here? And many of us will say the same, each one in his language, that Emunah has no end of Madrigas, there's Ein Sof Madrigas in Emunah. A person can make more clear and more clarity and more real and more real the Emunah. The Moshe says a specific point. He says that until Kiryas Yam Suf, the Yidden learned tremendous lessons in Emunah, the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam and what he can do, the Nisim, and the Kol Yochol, the Yesh Me'ayin, the Hashgacha Pratis, tremendous lessons of Emunah they learned in the Makkos Bechoros, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all that. The Kiryas Yam Suf had something new to teach them. The Kiryas Yam Suf, they learned an added lesson, a new part of Emunah. They learned that not only Hashem does what he has to do to save the Eden, the Ribbono Shel Olam does more. The Ribbono Shel Olam does even extra, more than needed, to show his love, to show his connection, to show his want, his rotzen, to do nisim. Ribbono Shel Olam says that till then, you could get away with thinking that the Ribbono Shel Olam did a nisim because he had to teach the Kol Yisrael certain lessons and he had to get them out of Mitzrayim and make them his nation. By Yam Suf, where we told them many more nisim than it's Yisrael Mitzrayim, the 50 nisim by the Yam Suf. By Yam Suf, which was done in such a pleasurable way that the sea split in 12 parts and it was geschmack to walk through. They didn't have to go too deep down because the lower water froze and the upper water split, so that they didn't have to go down, that they didn't have to go up. And it was clear water and they could drink it and they had fruits there and they could see each other. And all the nisim we are told by Kiryas Yam Suf showed the Eden that the Rebbeinu Shem wants to do Nisim for them. It showed his love to the Klal Yisrael, that not only does he do what he has to do, he actually does because he wants to show his connection and he wants to make it Geschmack for them. And he says, this is the Vayaminu, this is the new Madrega Vemune they reached when they came to Kiryas Yamsuf. That's the Rebbeinu Shem Feinstein's word there on the Vayaminu. Using this, the Siddur is very well explained. Until Kiryas Yamsuf, they called Amoy. Rebbeinu Shem took us out, we became his nation, he saved us, he made us, he created the Klal Yisrael. We are his nation, he is our Elikim. By Kiryas Yamsuf, we are suddenly called Bonov. Amavi Bonov, Ro Bonov, Malchuska Ro Bonecho. Suddenly it switches to a Madrego of Ben. Because Kiryas Yamsuf showed us on an even higher level. Of course, we have certain hints and lessons in Yitzchus Mitzrayim to that too. But he said Kiryas Yamsuf was mainly for this point. Kiryas Yamsuf is there mainly to bring out the Bonim, the love the Rebbeinu Shem has to Klal Yisrael. He does more than necessary just to make it pleasant for the Eden, to show his connection to them. So that's the Ma'avir Bonov. That's the Ma'avir Bonov over there. The second Mahalich, the second Pshat, what is the changeover suddenly to Ma'avir Bonov? I saw Vishem Rev Gedalia, he says that a totally different Mahalich. He says that we find, this he doesn't say, I'm going to use this as a Hakdama, we know that Arizal tells us, before we bring this, that the Yidden had to leave at that right second when they left, because they were going down into Memtes Shah, further than Memtes Shah Tumah. If they would have gone even further down, then they would have lost totally the connection to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they wouldn't have been called Bechlal Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and they wouldn't have had the ability to come out again. We would have stayed there forever, means we would have stayed integrated amongst the Mitzrayim. And the question is raised that, how can they still be falling if they've seen the Makis? They've seen the Makis by now. By the time Makis Becheres came along, they've seen 9-10 Makis already. How can we be told that they're still falling if they don't leave at that right second? And that was the rush. They couldn't even stay for the dough to rise because they're falling down. But they've seen Makis already. Good. We're told on the one hand, there's a balance here. On the one hand, the Eden had tremendous chusim. On the one hand, they didn't change their clothing, their names. They were mitzionim shom. They were unique and they were amber toicham. But on the other hand, they were ovid avedezor. We know that. Mishchu kru, mishchi dechem avedezor. Certain things weren't so good and they were still falling down. And they had to leave on the second. But they've seen already the makkas. How does that make sense? And a number of folks say, the power of the sviva, the power of being, as long as they were still amongst the Mitzrayim, there was a tremendous pull of the sviva, the bad surroundings, which pulled them down. And if they wouldn't have come out, they would have gone even further down. A fascinating thing, but that's what we seem to be told here. They say a story, Rebbe Elchanan, Elchanan Wasserman was in America making money before the war. A number of stories there with him. And they say, famous story is about his driver, I forgot his name now, who came home, he burst into his house and he said, I saw Ruach HaKodesh today. So his wife asked, what's the matter, what happened? So he said he was driving Rebbe Chanan, and Rebbe Chanan was sitting in the car, and he wasn't looking out of the windows, he was looking into his, whatever it was, and the driver said, suddenly Rebbe Chanan gave a jump, and he screamed at me, and he says, where are you taking me to? Where are we going to? And I asked him, what's the matter? What's the geschehen? So he said, there's a terrible smell over here. Where have you taken me to? He was driving through one of the lowest parts in the Harlem of New York. And Rebbe Chanan smelt it. The sviva, the bad surroundings, he could feel it, he could smell it. But they say a story that the lady where he was staying, she must have been a choshev lady, I think she was, you know. The first morning he was there, she offered him coffee. And then she asked him, do you want milk in your coffee? So Rebbe Chanan said that he tries to be makbid on Chalav Yisrael in those days. They didn't have that in America yet. They were making it, but he felt he wants to. He was makbid on Chalav Yisrael. She said, no, thank you. I'll have it black coffee. Sure. The next morning, she again gives him a coffee, and she asks him again, do you want milk in your coffee? So Rebbe Chanan says, no, I told you yesterday that I'm makbid on Chalav Yisrael. So she answered, yeah, but you've already been in America one day. I have to ask again by now. So the power of sviva, bad surroundings, even without looking and being, just being amongst it, we see that from both stories, we see that has a power. And the Mefarshim tell us this was what was still pulling down the Yidden Mitzrayim. So they had to leave at that second just to cut off and move out of the bad surroundings, and then they could go and go and go until, you know, from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Shavuos, till Matan Torah. Using this idea, we can again explain the Siddur very well. As long as they were in Mitzrayim, they're called Amoy. They didn't yet reach the level of Bonov until they were out of Mitzrayim. It's when they left this bad surroundings, which was pulling them down, as the Ariel Kodesh tells us, it's when they left this bad surroundings, that's when they called Bonov. So as long as they're in Mitzrayim, Banachin Yisrael, Amoy. Malkeinu, Keil, it's called Melech, it's called Keil, and we are called Amoy. V'yoyt says, Amoy Yisrael, even whilst we're going out, we're still called Amoy. When is the stay changeover? Stay after that. Hamavir Bonov ben Gizri Yamsuf. When we come to the Yamsuf, we already left the Mitzrim, especially after the Mitzrim drowned, which Mephoshim tell us, Rishonim already tell us, when the Mitzrim drowned, that's the total cutoff from the previous oppressors, from the Mitzrim, that's the total nituk and the finish with them. Then, when we left the bad Tzvive, the Ashpo of the Mitzrim, then we can go to a higher level of Hamavir Bonov, Ben Gizri Yamsuf, Ro Bonecho, then we called a few times Bonov. That's another point in the Siddur. One last point is about Kiyasamsu itself. So this was a bit connecting the two, Makas Becheres, the Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim and leaving Mitzrayim. Let's talk a few minutes about Kiyasamsu itself. Where were the Yidden, where exactly were the Yidden standing when the Mitzrayim drowned? So we know the chronological order is the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they went, they traveled, then the spies went back after 3 days, and the Mitzrayim chased them for 2 days. Day six in the afternoon, that would be a Thursday. We're going to do this here. Thursday, the day six, the Mitzrayim reached the Yidden, and the Yidden were standing in front of the sea. Behind is the Mitzrayim, and the side is the animals, also the Mitzrayim, and the front is the sea. And they couldn't move anywhere, and they're screaming to Hashem. And by night, the wind starts blowing. The whole night there's a wind. The last third of the night, Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his hand. The sea splits. The Yidden go through it, and the Mitzrayim chase after them. And then Moshe Rabbeinu puts his hand down, the water goes down, the water goes down onto the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim drown, and the Yidden in the morning say Shira. That is as far as we know. By the way, the Ramban says, what is the greatestness of the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the greatestness? He says, Ledati, says the Ramban, in my opinion, the biggest pele of the whole story is the fact that the Mitzrayim chased the Yidden into the sea. The fact that the Mitzrayim, after having seen 10 times what the Rishon can do, and that he's not quite on their side, and then they come to the sea, and there's a big sea, it's not a little river, a big sea, and the sea splits, and the Yidden are going through, and they've gone through, and now the Mitzrayim are following. And they're thinking that the sea will stay open for them. Is that what they thought? Says Amman Ledati, this is a pele, Otsum, and it's a shigoin. He says it's mamish a shigoin. It's craziness that they went after the Eden into the sea to think after seeing the 10 makis what the Moshe was up to, and to follow the Eden in the sea. It doesn't make sense. And he says that was very chazak Hashem's nefari. I heard once that it was midi keneged the hovon is chakmoloi. The Mitzrayim used chokhmah against the Eden. The Moshe showed them that when he wants, he takes away all the chokhmah. They do the most stupid and silly thing in the world possible, and the Taka lost it over that. The Taka drowned it. So connected the Hovan is Chakma, the one who made the Meshuggah. The one said the Mamash turned Meshuggah when they followed Eden into the sea. But anyway, that was the story of Kiyasamsev. And the question is, where exactly were the Eden when the Mitzrayim drowned? Were they still in the sea, or were they out of the sea at the edge? So isn't enough time to go through it properly. It's a Shia all on its own. Major Machlek is Shoinim, Achoinim. But a lot of Mephoshim take on, they have an Ezra of a Roisham, many others take on that, that the Yidden were still in the middle of the sea. The Yidden were actually still in the sea, further in, and the Mitzrayim followed, Moshe picked up his hand, and at the same moment, says Devin Ezra, there was a doubleness. Because at the same time, the same wind was splitting part and causing the water to tumble back onto the Mitzrayim somewhere else. At the same, it's a pele b'toch pele, nes b'soch nes. At the same time, the wind was splitting here and covering there. Rabbi Elapian puts it at the same time, midas sadin and midas rachmim were working at the same time in the same sea. As the Devin Ezra. There's a lot of read about this, but just using the Siddur, it's actually very meduyuk in the Siddur in Tfilas Shachris. Because in Shachris we say like this, V'yansuf lohem bokato, you split the sea, V'zeidim tibato, and the Zeidim, the Rishoyim, you drowned. V'yididim hevato, and the close ones, the friends, the close ones, you passed over, they crossed the sea, but the oppressors got covered in water. And it's very much a double ocean. This is a bit going back on itself again. Okay, you split the sea. And you covered the Rishoyim. Now again, a bit backwards and forwards here. So I heard once, according to this, Ebenezer is very good, because it all happened at the same time. You split the sea. And the Mitzrayim drowned. The Yidden are still in the middle. The Yidden are still going through, and at the same time, the oppressors are being covered. So it's Takya swinging backwards and forwards because it all happened at the same time. That's one pshat. Just one more pshat in this. Let's finish with that. One more pshat in the double loshen is that Rashi in Chumash tells us before the Mitzrayim drowned, the wheels of the carriages got stuck in the mud. And they broke off, and the carriage continued. It's like a car without wheels. You know, the carriage without wheels got pulled along, but the horses not very pleasant in there. So one of the Rishonim, the Moshav Skenim, one of the Balatosis Alatora says that this is pshat in the davening. He says like this: Yam Suf Lembokat, you split the sea for the Eden. V'zeidim tibato, and you drowned the Mitzrayim. Tibato is loshen in mud. Tovati bevein mitzulo. We drowned in mud. They drowned. The wheels went into the mud. We didn't about it. The Eden went through. And then v'ichasu mayim. Only then the mayim is mentioned. Then the water covered them. One last shot. It was 1 minute. One last shot. In the double loshen is that again Rashi tells us in Chumash. That besides for the Mitzrayim drowning the Yam Suf, the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim also died with water. It's actually a different shittes. One medrash says that the Nilus came up. One medrash says the water of the Yam Suf went there. And in the Piyut we say the water of the Amagadl went there. Okay, but that could also be possible. Also, one of them first will say this, that this is shat in the double loshen. Yam Suf lembokato, you split the sea. Vezeidim tibato, that's going on the ones in one of the two, the ones here drowned. We did him about it, Eden went through. By Chasumam Tzoreim, the oppressors also, there's a second Mayim, which is the one in Mitzrayim, they also drowned in water. Now, Bamariv, there's also a deal for this, because Bamariv, we say, Esrit Feyem, Ves Soineyem, Visahoimos Tiba, the one, the enemy and the chasers. What's his double loshen? Well, it's the double loshen. Ritfeim, the one chasing them, drowned. And the Seneim, the one left in Mitzrayim, they also drowned in water. So all this is meduik in the Siddur. The Mensh Rishel, which Takya take out of Pesach, is the Chag of Emunah. But this is Emunah's Chachamim, how much Chachamim put Kavonis and Taish in the Tfilah. We should all be able to go in Emunah.
About Chalei Vak, I heard it from a downer. Chalei Vak.